for the flourishing of the Nyingma teachings, an aspiration to please the Dharma King. In the final 500-year period of the Dharma, to even once have the wish to move the minds of the deities, who are the three roots, Guru, Deva, Dakini, encouraging them to help us, and to spread the precious essence of the doctrine by reading this prayer, is virtue without measure. Moreover, truly practicing this prayer of aspiration of the Bodhisattvas, may we, in all our lives, meet with the Buddha's Dharma of the profound path of the essence of the Dharma, Atti Yoga. Due to our cherishing it, practicing it, and spreading it to others, by the beneficial guidance of this prayer, may all beings quickly gain enlightened wisdom regarding the actual and its appearances. Whenever you feel moved to, and especially when many people gather together, make this aspiration. Salutation. The Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions, and in particular, the unequalled Shakyamuni, along with the eight Bodhisattvas, the elders, and the hosts of the Holy Ones. Most excellent ones, you who have true knowledge and compassion, please listen to me. The precious doctrines are the source of benefit and happiness. The teacher and the Bodhisattvas, the excellent Holy Ones, sought them with profound intent, despite many difficulties. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. Shankarakshita, Padmasambhava, King Trisun Detsen, and the translators and pandits who were emanations, and the adepts of the lineages of Karma and Dharma, the path deities, and Ekajati, Mahakala, Rahula, Dorje Legpa, and the hosts of strong protectors of the three transmissions, you, the divine hosts of gurus, deities, and dakinis of the old translation school. Please listen to me. All the systems of the Buddha's doctrines, both sutra and tantra, were compassionately brought to Tibet and spread everywhere with very strong resolve. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. The indestructible body, speech, and mind of all the Buddhas in all directions and times is manifest as the Bodhisattvas of the three families conveying the magical music of Dharma. The bright sunshine, bringing happiness and benefit to Tibet. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. The Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and the hosts of great noble ones fulfill their intention by showing the illusory drama of their miraculous display and raise aloft the jewel peak of the victory banner of the stainless Buddha's doctrines. The doctrine of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. Relying on their own abilities, all the doctrines, both general and special, were faultlessly translated, edited, and corrected by the early Tibetan scholars. And due to this, the great door of light was first opened in Tibet. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. The fortunate ones were disciplined in the methods of sutra and tantra, and not seeking after any other practices, they completed translating all the texts of the Buddha's own teachings and their commentaries. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. The great ocean of the doctrines of the speaker of truth is made most beautiful by the jewels of the treasure of the profound Dharma, which join together the good paths of sutra and tantra. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. The deeds of the amazing Chandrakshita and the view of the unequalled glorious Nagarjuna. These two joined together were sealed by the ritual system of the lineage. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. By the essence of the understanding of the three classes of the profound inner tantras, the excellent secret path of special profound instructions, there is the wonderful radiance of the rainbow body merging in the Dharmakaya. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. The eight great practices which span the infinite peaceful and wrathful deities, the essences of the understanding of each of the authorized Vijayadharas, all flow together as one in the practice system of Padmasambhava, who encompasses them all. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. In the great Vajrayana, which covers both cause and result, the transmission of the practice of the lineage of Vijayadharas is complete and unadulterated, still possessing the warm, moist breath of the Dakinis' mouths. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. The Amrita's essence of the truth of the presence of Vajradhara has been heard by the lineage from the mouths of numberless scholars and siddhas without being mixed with the false construction of the argumentative. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. Even the value of the golden foundation of the earth with all its jewels is not enough to secure the Dharma treasure of the infinite Dakini mind. It is gained only by the fortunate ones who are held by the Guru's compassion. The doctrine of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. With the wisdom of primordially pure actuality, its natural quality of effortless appearing radiance shines forth. This is the great completion, which is beyond the realm of dull, contrived meditation. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. Releasing reificatory fixation, generating attachment to partiality towards polarized positions, such as existing or not existing, and totally uprooting clinging to the view of extreme positions, the base, path, and result are manifest in the union of appearance and emptiness. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. The ultimate meaning of the insight of the Buddhas of the three times is deep, peaceful, non-conceptual, uncompounded clear light. This is the indestructible, unwavering view of the inseparability of awareness and emptiness. The doctrine of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. Like gathering clouds, the learning of scholars releases the lightning of awareness which destroys the enemies of clarity. As the liberating elixir of the essential points of the deep instructions refreshes our minds, the doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. With the penetrating path of wonderful Atti Yoga, the intrinsic wisdom body of all the Buddhas without exception, the omnipresent, indestructible Manjushri will be fully achieved. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. The lion's roar of the three very pure logical methods makes all those deer-like ones with lesser views become very afraid. The lion's sound, the supreme vehicle, pervades the entire universe. The doctrine of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. At the top of the banner of the completely perfect Buddha's doctrines is the beautiful crest jewel of the brilliant, indestructible essence. Raise high the victory banner that is completely victorious in all directions. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. From now on, we beings, as many as we are, must fully ripen through the teachings and their direct revelation. With those who exemplify the teachings spreading like the all-pervading sky, the doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. In brief, the lives of scholars, vow keepers, and adepts demonstrate the activity of endlessly spreading the Buddha's doctrines the holy doctrine holders must fill the earth. Then the doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. With the glorious gurus having long, healthy lives, and the sponsors of the doctrine becoming great and powerful, the influence of the Dharma shall not decline, and its jeweled victory banner will be hoisted high. The doctrines of the ocean-born Buddha must spread and flourish. The true essence of all the Buddhas, glorious Buddha Padmasambhava, the undying ocean-born victor, your doctrines are known as the old translation Nyingma. These Buddha's doctrines are the completely perfect mother of the Dharma in Tibet. They have the special quality of many very deep and important essential points, and having a very pure view in meditation, they are the correct good way which pleases the Buddhas. In the manner of polishing a precious jewel and offering it as the crest jewel of the victory banner, fortunate beings will read, debate, and write about these teachings. By this great wave of activity, they will act carefully to spread the doctrine in all directions. With this hope as a connecting aspiration for its being accomplished accordingly, Nipam Jamyang Namgyel Jamso, who is extremely fond of the Nyingma doctrines and wishes them well, quickly wrote down these words at midday at a time and place with auspicious connections.